Okay, welcome to So Over Podcast, and I am joined with Lorenzo Ramon.
What's going on, people? How are we doing?
Macho Martin.
Oh, yeah.
And Pump the Beef.
Pump the beef.
And
It's
this
actually
is.
been a while since we all four of us have been on, right?
I know, right? It's been a
Yeah.
while, right?
Ages.
Ages, yeah. Anyway, this is me and me Bays. But anyways, take it away. What's been happening? Why have you guys not been on?
Well, just busy with life, isn't it? I suppose. But that and the fact that it's just I feel like watching wrestling at the moment, you might agree, it just feels like a little bit of a chore
It does.
at the moment. I don't know what it is in particular. I think it's just the repetitiveness of some of the matches. I think I was talking about it a couple of weeks ago where someone's getting speared through the barrier. Someone's getting put through the unbreakable table. All these like spots in the match, they're all happening.
Yeah, and it seems to be like loads of space in the roster. They just got rid of a bunch of people.
Oh, have
Karrion
they?
Kross. They got rid of.
Oh yeah, Karrion Kross's is contract expired, isn't it? Yeah, that's another thing. I feel like I get attached to a character. And then they just either do nothing with them or they evaporate. So I got attached to Karrion Kross and he just kind of evaporated into nothing. Obviously AJ Styles with his phenomenal hair. And now they've what you call it, where they've swapped genders, done a gender swap on him. I type in
What?
AJ WWE now and it comes up with somebody else.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bit. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a bit of a SEO nightmare, isn't it, really? You know what I mean? Everyone's just talking about this AJ, and it's not the Styles.
Yeah, I'm getting excited. I'm like, right, he's back. He's back. They're booking him right again. What? They're booking him against Becky Lynch? Controversial. Oh, they've changed his music.
Isn't Becky Lynch taunting him? I mean, realistically.
What did the AJ Styles?
Yeah, I'm sure. I think she is. She's like, what, 5'9" at least? 5'10"?
Crikey.
Don't you think like in terms of the AJs, like it's a bit of a travesty to be put next to someone that can't really wrestle that well? Controversial.
Wait, on that. So are you saying AJ Lee can't wrestle?
Pretty much.
Okay. I haven't seen her wrestle in like 10 years, so I don't even remember. I mean, I saw the little interaction she had on Friday, but I don't think she's ever been like classed as a good wrestler anyway. So it's
Yeah.
going to be very interesting to see what happens with her in the next couple of months. Because in my prediction, sorry to not to jump to, because I know we're going to talk about it later, but I feel like after this little storyline that she's doing with Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch, they might push her to like become, women's champion on one of the brands. And if she can't wrestle her, then that's going to be a problem because people get sick of her very, very quickly. Because the audience is still relentless, I'll say. They've already turned on Sami Zayn, so they're gonna.
That was difficult, though, let's face it.
But I mean, I was quite shocked by that. It was just the booze.
Yeah, about time.
You've always been a Sami Zayn
That is true.
hater.
Consistency, though.
Is it because you see yourself in him? Oh.
That's
I might end up becoming
a
him
low blow.
eventually. I have to keep watching wrestling at the moment.
This is new to me. So Sami Zayn's being booed now.
Yeah.
He's everyone thinks he's rubbish. We all agree on that now.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you
Is
know what?
it because of what I said a couple of weeks ago? I did say that we all agree that he's rubbish.
Yeah, he just
Was I actually hypnotizing everyone when I said that?
I think he just started the chain of events that's happened. I think you started a chain of events.
Wow.
So I've actually been paying attention to this because I follow like a page who, they usually tweet about, SmackDown and stuff like that. So he was obviously after the Karrion Kross stuff, people wanted Karrion Kross to win, but then Sami Zayn beat him like what, two times back to back, I think. And then people started slowly turning and like, oh, they're treating him like he's Hulk Hogan, et cetera, et cetera. Then he beats Solo Sikoa for the US title championship, sorry. And then it's like, okay, now we're just pushing him too much, too much. So I've seen a little turn recently with all of that. And there's rumors that he might win the Royal Rumble as well, which is not helping. So, yeah.
We've got time though. We've got
Yeah.
time.
No
Maybe
pressure,
they'll
not.
fire some new people by then and we'll get some new people. Who knows? Oh, old wrestlers like Brock Lesnar. Maybe
Oh,
he
yeah.
he'll win the Royal Rumble.
They got the same haircut.
Oh, I want to speak about Brock Lesnar as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, go
I'm
for it.
sorry. I like Brock Lesnar, by the way. I do. What I don't like is when he attacks people and then we're supposed to not ask why he's doing this. Like, we're not. I want to know why he's attacking John Cena. Like, what? He's done it twice now, and there's been no explanation. He did it the first time, then disappeared completely. So we're supposed to forget that he'd done it in the first place. Then he comes back and does it again. We need some explanations here because I know they're setting up a match, but why is this happening? Did he steal his girlfriend?
He keeps forgetting. He's
Yeah,
old.
the concussions. Yeah, probably.
I wanted to ask you guys this because you guys are the historians. Like, is there some kind of thing that we're missing? Some sort of thing between the Attitude Era or something where they were big rivals or something? Why are we, you know, exactly why are we getting this?
I mean, they've had several matches. I think Brock Lesnar beat John Cena like 5 minutes one time. Yeah, literally at SummerSlam. Funny enough, it was a complete squash match. I can't believe it actually happened when it did, but it did.
Wow.
But I really think this is just happening just to set up a match. There's no justification at all. I don't think there's anything they're gonna even say to make it make sense.
To be honest, what's the point? He's only got like one more show left, hasn't he? Cena. It's like, what's he going to do? Like, fight Brock Lesnar, and that's his last ever match ever on wrestling. It's not exactly exciting.
A rumor.
They might up the stakes a little bit, like you can do different storylines with it, you know, make it like an I Quit match, knowing that he's going to leave anyway.
Oh yeah, that's true.
It could be, you
I
know,
thought it'd
if
be might be
Brock.
Randy Orton, you know, where he does the knee and takes him out.
Oh,
Legend.
the punt kick.
Could be that he could kill him, a buried alive match. There you
Yeah.
go. Never see John Cena again. It could be if Brock Lesnar wins, John Cena's not allowed to turn up as a witness to his court case, something like that.
It's just like because he was on the he was you know what does John Cena know, you know, he's on the what's it called, the documentary.
Yeah, and especially if you're the Invisible Man, if you can't be seen, he's in
Exactly.
every room, isn't he?
Oh dear, he's in that women's locker room. Oh gosh.
We can't be surprised by that. We can't be.
Gosh. Oh, and the other big news was Wade Barrett, and everyone was his thing about Nikki Bella. Everyone was spectating that he'd been let go because of his comments about saying how she was desperate to be women's champion.
Wait, he's been let go.
Yep. I mean, if you search on Google Wade Barrett,
I'm reading that right now.
it said, at least it did say, unless they try to change it, that he's no longer a part of the WWE commentary team.
Well, I know that he posted on social media about it, didn't he? He said that he's just taking some time away,
Yeah.
and the rumors are false. Yeah, I mean, does Nikki Bella really have that much sway?
I know.
She
Get someone
shouldn't.
sacked.
She shouldn't. If she does, like that makes no sense. And I'm not gonna rant on her again. I've done it a couple times, but
There's always room
she,
for more.
yeah, it just yeah, she doesn't deserve to have that kind of pull. You left like 10 years ago after making no impact, and then you even criticize the company for not pushing you enough
And
when you
was
were
that
over. But
actually a thing? She criticized.
yeah. And then that's what happens. People criticize the company, then they end up coming back anyway. But at least when you're CM Punk and stuff like that, it makes sense because you were already established. You made your stamp. So getting you back is an actual acquisition. When you're Nikki Bella, it's not acquisition. So, in fact, in my opinion, you're being done a favor by being on TV. So you shouldn't really have that kind of pull, in my honest opinion.
So maybe there's something we don't know. Like Nikki Bella has this army, right? Maybe it is like really die hard, you know, really intense, like a Taylor Swift vibe. And and we just don't know it. Like, we don't follow Nikki Bella, so we don't really or something.
Maybe she's a witness.
She's a witness.
She's a witness, she's a witness in the court case as well.
Well, she was dating John Cena at the time as well. So there you go.
Maybe she put something on him or something.
Nah, I just don't think it's, you know, because I think, didn't they sort it out anyway? Nikki Bella apologised.
Yeah, they spoke to their combo, and they said, you know, it's all been settled or whatever.
But yeah. Did you hear what, I mean, obviously it was speculation of what it was. Obviously, when I heard it, I was like, are you serious? Like, he's just doing his job. Like, what he said on the show, that she's pretty desperate to belong to this.
He
like,
said worse, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Let's face it.
And she's pretty desperate to try and prove that she's relevant in this new era. Like, why is that? And it, why is that something that is even an issue to be raised? Is she going to say, oh, he was bullying me? Like,
oh,
I think, whereas that's what all, he is a commentator, and he is sort of like a, you know, antagonistical commentator. And to be honest, it was just fact. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think you can always come back from comments like that, that will make your character want to be proved more, right? Do you know what I mean?
Who doesn't want to be champ?
Yeah, exactly.
Akira Tozawa, other than that, everybody else.
Exactly. Look at how, like, those guys take it on the chin, don't they? They work every other week, and no one takes them seriously, and they're not, like, you know, moaning about it.
Well, that's the character of the play, isn't it? It's like, you can't all be Stone Cold Steve Austin. They all want to be. Everybody wants to play the Stone Cold character, be the badass, but somebody has to be Akira Tozawa.
Yeah.
And I think he's brilliant at it. His comedy timing, he's brilliant at it.
Yeah, I mean, I wish they gave him more time, but there's only so much they
yeah.
can.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to see him back. Maybe bring back his relationship with Tamina.
Oh, yes.
I wonder how that ended.
Is Tamina still here?
I have no idea. I haven't seen her in ages.
I think she's been released. I think Tamina's been released. Yeah.
I'm sure. Definitely released.
Isn't it sad that we don't know? That's kind of sad when you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, maybe she said something bad about Nikki Bella. So she's off as well.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
By the way, just on that, so I did Google Wade Barrett, and then allegedly, this could be a lie, but he said he's taken time off. He requested to take time off for personal reasons. But that could obviously be a cover-up. I don't know.
I mean, originally, when you Googled it, it said that he'd been let go of the commentary team. And I was like, whoa, like, overnight, like, what, my favourite commentator's going? Like, that's half the show. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I guess we get, what's his name? Who's that other guy? What's his name again? Your favourite.
Matt
oh, gosh.
I just like, I love us having an Englishman on the mic as well.
Got to represent, doesn't it?
Yeah, just keeping it real. It just makes the experience feel a bit more authentic. Whereas, you know, all the Hollywood sort of like playing with your pencil and stuff, that Pat guy.
He's playing with Pat's pencil.
Oh, he's always playing with his pencil. You know, Pump the Beef's the one that noticed it.
he loves it. He loves that little trick where he flips it in the air and just catches it. And it's like, yeah, I think we can all do that.
Yeah, we all want to play with Pat's pencil.
Oh, no, stop it.
But yeah, I don't mind Pat McAfee. I just, I wish sometimes he'd pick a side.
Yeah.
I do get that. Yeah, he is a flippy floppy, isn't he?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it used to be, I like the fact that Wade Barrett, if you're a baddie, he's on your side. Mm. So you know who the baddies are, because Wade Barrett will cheer for you. He'll make excuses for you. He'll say that, of course it's not Chad Gable. His nipples are different. He'll say things like that, you know? But whereas Pat McAfee kind of goes along with whatever Michael Cole says.
Yeah, he does. And it's not just that. It's just, it's like he's not paying attention. Really.
Is he still in it, though? That's an improv.
I mean, Pat, I don't know what he's gone. They've seen that everyone hates him, and they've said, I think it's time he took some time off, mate. Because that's usually what it is. Everything's about, as John Cena said, how many likes?
How many likes and social media follows you got?
Yeah. Wrestling is ruling for everyone now. Do you
Yeah.
agree? Do you guys agree? Is it monumentally ruined now? Can it never come back? How can
I
make wrestling great again?
get rid
I
of.
do agree. I do agree that they rely too much on what people say on social media. They don't commit to stories anymore. It's kind of they'll change the angle as they're going, or it feels like it. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what Triple H is thinking, but it kind of feels like they'll change an angle because it's unpopular on Twitter or something, or
Agreed.
And I just think just go with it. Go with it. All right. Have Stone Cold hunt down someone in a supermarket and pour milk on him again.
Off to Audi.
That's what I want to see. I want to see people getting ran over.
You want to see some out of ring action, basically.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Backstage,
Yeah.
extreme rules. Yeah, actual
Because,
extreme rules, kind of
yeah,
thing.
because I think it was Jim Cornette who was explaining what wrestling was. And he was saying, imagine if you drove down the motorway and you see two people fighting, you kind of slow down to look at it and you think, God, I wonder why those two are fighting. And you kind of want to see the fight act out. Professional wrestling is. You do get to see the fight act out. You also get to know all the context as to why they're fighting, and I don't want it to just be, I saw you in the ring and then you saw me in the ring one time and we fought each other and messed each other's day up. So now we're fighting again. I want it to be, you ran me over with your limousine, pretended it was Solo Sikoa, and then I ended up fighting him for 6 months. And then
Yeah.
it turned out it would be you the whole time, Sami
Agreed.
Zayn, like
Oh,
that's what I want
yeah.
to see.
It, did it? Yeah,
It's
I
literally.
mean, that was like one of the big points this year, isn't it? It was Naomi and Jade Cargill, and that little segment was enough to keep us guessing whether it was pretty deadly or not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And Pretty Deadly been pretty quiet, haven't they, since?
Yeah,
They
just
were
been
still in on it.
great.
We weren't miles off with that. They were accomplices in some way.
They're now introducing mixed wrestling, so mixed gender wrestling.
Is it because of the couple thing?
Well, I don't know, I'm just saying, maybe now.
And now you just, bring your wife along. Just have a little Barney with the missus.
I would like to talk to you guys about the slaps. What did you guys think about the slaps and the headbutt that Becky did with him? It seemed a bit intimate to me.
I think that a few of those early slaps, I think I'd maybe just be waking up from them now. Some of them were like,
The
it
first
felt personal. Yeah, it felt like, what do they call it, potato them or something, where they hit them for real, went stiff.
No, I'm sure Punk lacked it, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, I know.
Nah,
That's
she's
like,
too old.
it's more like swingers.
She's too old. Oh, okay.
Oh no, are you commenting on Punk's
No,
type?
we are not commenting on
Commenting on his looting around the NXT locker
locker
room.
room. Well, rumor has it, anyway.
What's the rumor?
I don't know.
Yeah,
No, not saying that.
AJ Lee asked to come back. Can I come back so I can keep an eye on my husband, please?
That's it.
Yeah. You know what's funny as well? Like AJ Lee, her character is actually playing a young girl, just to clarify as well. That's her character. That's why she's skipping around and, doing all
I wasn't
that.
sure.
But,
No. I thought
yeah.
she was just.
I thought that was just her when she did it in the first place.
No, I think her character, well, I could be wrong to be fair, but I remember when she debuted, she was just like this cheerleader, like an old school American frat party vibes. And then she'll be skipping
Yes.
around with like her cheerleader. What do you call that thing that they have in their hand when they shake it?
Pom poms.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
Gosh, how degrading.
That's Punk's turn for the pom pom.
I
She's
think it might be
quite
time
good.
to tune back in. I
What, going
think.
back to the Diva
No.
era?
Well, I actually zoned out of WWE for a
Same.
big, yeah, for a big chunk, and it was around the AJ Lee time. I've never seen her wrestle, never once.
Yeah, I looked back a little bit and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think she's a that compared to the women now, I don't think she's at that level. And now she's older as well, so yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that like old school wrestling, even 20 years ago, compared to the women's wrestling now, they're crazy now.
I mean, she looked great. She looked like she's in great form, and she looks great for age. She didn't really even, I thought she looked a bit too good for CM Punk, to be honest. But I feel like Becky Lynch was just really having to sell that match, like sell the punch. It was almost like she, it was like her getting beaten up by that Bella girl, but her just letting her do what she wants. And it's sort of, I'm not saying Becky Lynch is quite a small frame. I'm not saying she couldn't take her or whatever, but I just felt like she was doing those faces, you know, like, oh,
I bet she did those faces.
It was like, you know, she was like literally exorcisting her face to make it look like she was really getting damaged by this woman.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's part of the job, isn't it? You gotta
The underdog.
sell the match. But I always thought that because I'd heard of AJ Lee, despite never watching any of her matches, I'd always thought that she was like a big draw. So I always thought she had this like kind of mythos to her. Is that right or?
No, she's not a big draw. No, she really isn't. Like, people liked her because she was involved in the John Cena CM Punk storyline initially. She was like a special guest referee. Then she became a crazy girl. She started kissing Kane. She started kissing Daniel Bryan. She started kissing CM Punk, which obviously led to them dating, I guess. Then she became the Divas Champion, if you remember the Divas Championship. Then she had that title for a while, and then she just got released. Well, actually, she let go because CM Punk got let go. But there was never any draw though. She was never main event in pay-per-views like Sasha Banks and Bayley and all those girls. But she was just like a crazy female that was involved in the male storylines. That's pretty much what she was.
I heard like quite a sexist thing from like what's his
It
name?
wasn't me again.
Yeah, it wasn't
It
Macho Martin. It's all right, I've got him zipped up. But it was Matt Riddle, and he was saying AJ Lee. Oh yeah, she was cool, but you know, she got around.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. But the funny thing is, I don't know if she actually got around, but in storyline, she did get around. So, but I don't know what she actually did.
So what was fiction and what was fake? And to be honest, what can we really listen to Matt Riddle about?
As Matt Riddle does get around, so
He
yeah.
said that he gets around, so he can't talk. But you know, he said, yeah, she got around.
He's a controversial guy, is Matt Riddle.
What's he been doing now? I know he's got red hair nowadays, but what was he actually doing?
He was wrestling in another production. I was watching it actually. I kind of enjoyed it. It was kind of rubbish, but you know, I like Matt Riddle.
Done.
I'm quite sad that he's gone from WWE anyway.
Well, didn't he post a controversial video recently? And he was lots of profanities, using lots of profanities, and saying that it'll be good anyway, whether he wrestles, whether he goes back to mixed martial arts again. And it sounded a little bit like, I don't know, like he was getting, I
Desperation.
guess, well, yeah, like kind of like the wrestling world had maybe snubbed him a little bit,
I think so.
and
I
he
think,
was a little bit annoyed by it.
well, he had some issues with substances, apparently, and you know, he has a very controversial personal life and has said controversial things and has some allegations against him, so they didn't want to touch him with a barge pole anymore. But I feel like, you know, he's do he went on to the mixed martial arts thing, and then this other thing, I think Rob Van Dam was on it, on one of the things that he was on. So it was quite entertaining to watch anyway. But yeah, like it's not like going to be WWE, you know, it's not gonna, it's like very almost like slightly independent.
Yeah, I think the thing with that used to get me about Matt Riddle was he'd always say things like, "I could beat them in a real fight," or "I could beat Roman Reigns in a real fight." It's like, buddy, I don't want to know that. You know, I don't care about that. That doesn't mean anything in wrestling. It doesn't mean anything.
No.
You know, it's like your character can't beat Roman Reigns' character. That's what we're here to see. Okay, we're not here to see Matt Riddle, the real person. I want to see the character. In the same way, when I watch a movie, I don't care if, Tom Hardy can beat the crap out of whoever,
Tom Hardy.
could re Yeah, could really chop the head off Christian Bale. You know, I want to see Batman win.
Yeah. Did you feel did he would he say those comments within his segments and stuff? Because I only remember one segment which I thought was quite good at the time, which was Seth Rollins versus him. Do you remember that? And
Yes,
it
I do.
yeah,
Yeah.
They had legitimate beef, didn't they?
yeah, and the profanity he was using quite a lot, and it felt quite real. Did you guys feel that when they were having
I
the
did actually. Yeah.
It was
That
definitely real.
yeah.
Yeah, because
Although we're saying it's real, but then I thought CM Punk and Seth Rollins' beef was real, but apparently it's not real. So, according to Unreal, the documentary.
oh yeah, unreal.
I didn't watch that.
So did you watch it? Have you guys tried to watch it? I don't. I haven't.
Just bits and bobs. I'm not gonna watch it in full. I just don't. I'd rather not, to be honest with you. Let me just watch the show and at least pretend you guys hate each other. Nah.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't want to know how what's like backstage. I don't want the curtain pulled back. I don't want to know. I just want the product.
I feel like if you know, like say for example, there's that film Ironclaw, right?
Yeah.
It's like in terms, I don't mind hearing about stuff like that, so past, right? And there's so much you wouldn't have known about that, and obviously it ended so tragically, right? But I don't want to know about present things.
Nah, and I certainly don't want the product telling me about it. Like, I don't want WWE telling me what it's like backstage. You
Yeah.
aren't pulling back any curtain there. You're just covering another one with another one. You know, like if they do a Vice documentary about it or something, or, you know, it's on, what's it, Beyond the Mat, whatever it's called, Dark Side of the Ring, then yeah, great. That's going to be, you know, I'll lap that up.
Yeah, I guess it's for them. It's almost like having their own narrative. Like they've got their own podcast now, isn't it? Everything's a podcast with them. It's got a bit out
Yeah.
of control. They're trying to get tape run us out of business. But
We're in business.
I know,
We
right?
make money. Wow, God, that's
I didn't say profitable business.
We need sponsors first.
Well, as I said, I feel like we do we make change, we make impact somehow, before
Yeah,
the
I've turned the whole world against Sami Zayn. I'm so happy with that.
You have, yes, you have actually. Yeah, that's
we
crazy.
started off with Harry Bowser. What did you guys think about the Paris chants? Of the chanting about the money What
of
was
the
that?
cricket.
What was it again? Sorry, I don't think I
In
caught it.
Paris, they were chanting, "We don't want to. We're not paying any more money for these tickets," or something. I got something like that.
Exactly.
And I think it was even in AJ. Was it AJ Styles?
That's what I heard. He's
Then
been on stage for a while.
before if he thought they were just chanting his name or something, I don't know what they thought.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. You can always rely on the French for that. I mean, that's a cultural thing. You know, they should have done the homework.
Political, like rebellion.
If you push the French a little,
Vive
they're going to tell you about it. You know, they're going to keep
la
their mouths shut.
revolution. Well, it is cheeky though. Like this, like the last couple of months have not been entertaining, and you're trying to sell us all these new things and increase ticket prices. It's just like, at least make the product itself like entertaining at the very least, then we'll think about it. But when you've done, like this year has comfortably to me been worse than last year. Not to say last year was bad, but last year was, you know, pretty good, I would say. This year, to me, I would give it a 5 so far out of 10.
Well, didn't it? And then,
If even that, if even that.
what would you give it? Pump the beef.
Oh man, it's a tough one.
Out of 10, what would it
Tough
be?
one. No, not a 1-1, but you know, like, it's just tough to really mark it out with 10. I think I've kind of just been a bit bored with it. I mean, it's not that the product's bad, it's not that the wrestlers are bad, or for me, they've just kind of been pushing the wrong wrestlers. I never got to find out what shampoo AJ Styles used. I mean, like, how do you cap off a kind of mediocre year? You know, like, that's how I feel. How do I?
Who were the wrong wrestlers?
Well, Sami Zayn for me.
Number
I've never been a fan. Seth
two.
Rollins, never been a fan. Who
Yeah.
else? Bronson Reed, never really been a big fan of his.
Right.
Yeah, like a lot of the ones I do like. Well, the Royal Rumble winner as well. I kind of thought, oh, come on.
I think we've not touched on this. What about Tiffany?
Where is Tiffany? Was she on SmackDown?
I think so, but how long is she just going to hold that belt? There's
Yeah.
like nothing going on with that belt and Tiffy, and her fights are boring. That's just me.
No, I agree. Nobody likes Tiffy.
I don't mind if the fights are boring as long as the build up to the fight, like something, like Ultimate Warrior when he was champ, his fights were always the same. He had the three moves or whatever, called the spirit of the Warriors and, and then pinned whoever it
You mean
was.
the white
But
powder spirit?
I mean, obviously, it helped that they put him with people like Rick Rude, absolute legend. So, but the build up to it, the reasons why they were fighting and things, you could still get involved with it. Whereas with Tiffy, I'm not really sure what she's doing. I'm not a big fan of her. I'm not a big fan of hers personally. But that's again, if they put her in the right storyline, they make her a villain, like she was originally, and yeah. I don't know.
We need
Yeah.
to get the villain part back, but for some reason it feels like it's a slight baby face. That
Yep. And
not
when it all started? It all started when she faced Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania.
yeah. And I was rooting for Charlotte Flair, to be honest. Like,
I remember.
quite a fan. I like the no friends thing, but I don't know. It's not, they're not the top people on the roster. Like now they're fighting Meechin or
It's
something.
kind of like it's like all gone down a bit hill, and it's all a bit stagnant. And now they're like flogging it off to ESPN now, aren't they, in America? You now have to subscribe to ESPN
What was
to get some.
the comment that
Oh yeah, that's quite a good comment. That apparently, what's the name?
Stephanie
Stephanie
McMahon.
McMahon had endorsed a VPN product that she'd obviously been paid to endorse or whatever. But she actually turned around and said, don't worry about, subscribe to ESPN. Just turn on the VPN. You can watch it on Netflix. Oh, you've
Oh
just
shit.
sold that to ESPN for like 6 point whatever 2 billion. And then you're telling everybody, well, don't bother watch paying the $30 a month when you can just buy this VPN. I was like, what the hell?
So they're not happy, ESPN
No,
aren't happy.
no.
That is, I don't know. That's interesting. That's definitely a man of all people would say that. I'm interested now.
And someone
Well,
like
it's
Steph as
sorry.
well. She's like the brand, she's always been the brand advisor as far as
Yeah,
I know.
exactly. Something is going on. I'm gonna. There's a conspiracy at play here. I'm gonna do more research.
So funny.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think it's unfair that Americans, the American product, they're pumping it out to the rest of the world and they have to pay for it. They have to pay more than the rest of the world do.
It's true.
You think they'd get it for free.
You think it's
Well, not for
all
free, but
those
yeah, because
Trump,
they don't even get
it's all
Raw,
those
do they?
Trump tariffs, you know, the rest of
They
it.
don't get Raw either, though, do they?
No.
So how do they get Raw? Don't they have to go on Peacock or something?
Was it Raw? Did they get Raw on Netflix, or
No,
was it?
they get
Was it
Netflix,
SmackDown?
but they only get
They get Raw on Netflix, but SmackDown's on
Oh,
USA, I think.
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why they tried to be like, "Oh, SmackDown's not the main show," or something like that, because they want to make sure that Raw is. But
Yeah, but before the AJ thing came in, it was the week before was the lowest ratings I ever had
for Raw.
for Raw, yeah. Or was it SmackDown?
I think
One
it
of
was
them.
Raw, wasn't it? Just because there's nothing going on, as you said, it's like people game knows game.
Yeah, I feel like because I've still got wrestlers in WWE that I love watching, and I'd love them to be at the top and things, and I would happily continue following them and watching the product, but I just know it's not gonna like they just seem to be looked over all the time. Like Bayley is one, definitely. Asuka is another one, never won at WrestleMania. A Big D, Drew McIntyre, Kit Wilson, Elton Prince. I just feel as though that like all my favorite ones never end up with the belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with that because they still have to pay these people and they're just sort of in the ether. And then that's why I get annoyed. You get certain wrestlers that they're pushing, you're like, they're just not, they don't have any charisma. Like Bronson Reed, does he have more charisma than Kit Wilson?
Impossible.
Yeah.
Well, Triple
Captain
H
Kirk
Black
doesn't
didn't
have
have.
the same amount of charisma as Kit Wilson.
John Cena, he's leaving us. What's the highlights? The lowlights? Lorenzo Ramon.
Okay. So highlights of Cena's career. Well, I actually did like him when he was a rapper. I thought that was quite funny. Because I actually didn't take him seriously, but I just seen him play the character so well. I started to believe, is he actually a rapper? And then he ended up releasing the album, didn't he? Which went platinum. I think it's actually called You Can't See Me, the album, funny enough. And
I
then,
would have bought it because I couldn't see it.
yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, so I guess the highlight to me would be his rapping era, all of that. Which was, I think, around 2005, I want to say. And the low lights would be when the era when he was facing The Rock, I think, because he wasn't a champion, but he kept main eventing pay-per-views against the Big Show, which I found quite boring because it was like
Big
he's
show.
fighting the Big Show for no, just like him, Brock Lesnar now, he had no reason to be fighting the Big Show. And there was no reason for that to be the main event of a pay-per-view as well. But he just kept winning. And then it would happen again and then again and then again. I'm like, what am I actually watching? So I found that quite boring. And the matches itself weren't good either. But yeah, so there's a bit.
Can I just remember the Big Show's outfit? You know, he had that outfit.
The
It
onesie.
was like a half shirt,
Yeah.
like almost nipple cleavage, but not quite. Was it a nipple showing?
Yeah,
Oh,
one.
with your one strap, yeah, when he
Yeah.
first came out. Because he got two straps after a little while. But yeah, you upgraded to a double strap. But I think we went back to the single strap.
Yeah. He had a
Brave.
sexy number on, didn't he? There's
Yeah.
pictures of lots of people's girlfriends wearing the same outfit.
Yeah. Who wore it better?
Probably had the bigger cleavage.
The Big Show was such a nice-faced character. He's just so friendly. So when they tried to make him like a heel or something, he's just like, oh, he's such a big softie.
You know, he has the record of the most heel and face turns in wrestling history.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Did it change every time he changed the strap on his breast?
Now, you know what? Maybe. I've never actually matched
I
the two, but that could be accurate.
remember seeing
Carry on.
Goldberg give him the jackhammer in
Really? Oh, yeah.
WCW. Oh my God. I didn't think it was possible. I didn't think it was possible when he got him up in the air. Unbelievable.
Honestly, I'm just going to assume he weighed less at that point.
He was massive.
Was
And
he?
he was billed as 7 foot 4,
Oh.
500 pounds, because he wasn't 7 foot 4, because he was, I think they were, because they were calling him the Giant in WCW. I think they were like trying
They
to
were.
make out he was like, you know, some sort of descendant of Andre or something.
I think that's probably what they were going for.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But honestly, I honestly thought I was going to see Goldberg, you know, defecate himself lifting this guy up. I thought this is it. He's just going to put himself in the middle of the ring, straining. But yep, got him up there. Give him the jackhammer. One, two, three.
You know what?
How
Yeah.
is
Who's next?
Goldberg's back now?
Well, probably finished. Probably. Yeah. You know, it's funny. But bringing it back to Cena, though, I would have minded a Goldberg and Cena match, but I just don't know how that would go. I don't think that would probably. There probably wouldn't be a good match to watch. But it would just be a good spectacle, if that makes sense.
I think that would be a good match. Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I missed like going back to John Cena, sorry. I think I missed his like kind of glory days, because that was a game when the Divas Championship was about, and the, you know, I guess around the time AJ Lee was in it. Because that was when I wasn't really watching. But I do remember him being the professor of thugonomics when he was the rapper. Yeah, he was quality. He was awesome.
It was entertainment.
Yeah,
Simple.
I remember buying, I think it was Here Comes the Pain.
Oh yes. Oh,
For
we still
him.
got to do an episode about the games, don't we? But that's another story.
But yeah, like for me, that was his highest point because I never really got to see beyond that. But if we're talking his lowest points, I mean, I think without doubt was his death scene as Uncle Jacob in Fast X.
Okay. I'll see where you're going with that.
That
Okay.
is hilarious. Like I remember being in the cinema watching that, and I just when the car flips upside down. Oh,
Goodness.
goodness.
What do you think of his acting in general? You like it?
Of
I
John
like,
Cena.
yeah, John Cena,
Yeah.
yeah. I
Yeah.
like his movies. I like his movies. I just think that he's, obviously he's got a particular character he can play. You
Right.
know, if he gets cast as King Lear, I'm probably going to skip that one.
Guess he, because I was watching Peacemaker, the new series. I was watching episode two, and I was just looking at his acting, or like looking at how he looked. And he looks, he kind of reminds me of like an Arnie vibe, isn't it? I don't know. Does he not?
I think he looks a bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
He's
100,
so hyperbolic. You can't like to put him in a serious movie in any sort of capacity. Like even the Marine, I remember the first Marine movie, and he's got the t-shirt on, and he just like it just looked ridiculous seeing him in clothes, seeing him in a t-shirt. It just looked ridiculous. There was another one called Six. Was it Six Bullets or Six Rounds or something? And he was a firefighter. And I was like, firefighters have to be in phenomenal shape, and he is in phenomenal shape, but not that phenomenal.
He's taking away AJ Styles' line.
That ladder and chairs Max come in handy for that part.
it's like he'd have to get special equipment made, like any
Mm.
fire brigade would be like, no, mate, you're gonna cost the taxpayer too much money. Like we're having triple X jackets for you.
Yeah, like no, I agree. I think that's the thing. He looks so ridiculous, but I don't know. He does a good job, but he picks the right roles at the moment anyway. I'm sure he wants to be ambitious to do a bit more, something a bit more interesting. Kind of like Batista, like Batista sort of.
Yeah, but he's dried up now, really, isn't he?
Yeah, it feels like he's dried up a bit. Do you agree, Batista?
No, I think there's plenty more to see from Batista, yeah. But I like that, yeah. I think he would be good going over into roles where he's not the main character, he's playing smaller roles, maybe demand a little bit more of him, like Batista did. Yeah, like as a Bond villain. Obviously, Batista was in there with the Bond villain with the weird nails. You could do that. What Cena definitely needs, 100%. Before he needed his ball patch fixing, what he definitely needed was the ball patch on his face. Right, he needs a beard, ASAP.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah,
That would be
And he
weird.
grew
Like, what
up.
would happen? What kind of roles would you cast them in? Who would be that guy?
Yeah, you aren't going to be taken seriously as an actor unless you've got a beard.
You might be able to see him.
Just about see the beard.
Just the beard.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
is that best moments are we done? Is John Cena?
Another low point. I'm going to say another low point. I don't want to have to bring another low one in, but was it 2002 WrestleMania, the dark match with the Fiend, Bray Wyatt?
2021, I think.
Was it, oh yeah, 2021 was it, where they went through all the years and he was having like some
Yeah.
sort of weird psychotic
I don't know
flashbacks?
what that, to this day, I still don't know what I watched.
Yeah, I remember being like, he's a good sport.
Was that an official match? I still don't understand what was going on. I really don't.
I don't know. I don't know. I remember him just going at a different, like kind of acting out different parts of his life.
Underneath, he
Yeah.
had the NWO shirt for some reason, and then
Yeah.
it's not explained. I don't know what was going on there. It's just.
So can you explain that? So Cena was fighting Bray Wyatt, right? Was
Yeah,
that
but it was.
It
It
was in
was
the his mystic. Actually, yeah, you explain that. You explain it.
it was in the Firefly Funhouse, so that's where they were fighting. So obviously reality didn't make sense there, and you had to kind of get on board with that. And it helped the fact that Cena really got on board with it. You know, he gave it his all, and Bray Wyatt was giving it his all. Obviously, they were kind of tied as to what they could do. It was this new era where we weren't allowed fans in the building. You know, how are we going to make this an interesting match? It was interesting, I'll say that, but I don't really know what it was I watched. I
Was it
don't
a
really
Cena
know.
drug era? He really looked like he was on
It
for
was
me.
someone was on something.
Yeah, I thought I was on something watching
Yeah.
it. Yeah.
I wished I was. Yeah.
It sounds really good. It sounds like I need to
Well, do you know
rewatch
what's funny?
it.
So I would actually rather watch that again than some of the current stuff that's going on, I'll be honest with you. It was interesting.
Bring
That's one
back the
thing we can't say.
fun. What is that? Yeah. Sorry, we're just looking at
We're just looking at the fun house. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Bring back the fun house. It definitely gives a little bit more color and a little bit more
Yeah.
something interesting, you
The
know,
only
to look at.
thing I was confused about with that is that it wasn't an official match, but I think John Cena got pinned at the end. However, it was basically a flashback of that, all his errors, and then he's in the NWO shirt for some reason. And then he gets pinned at the end. I just said, oh, fair enough. Okay. Bray Wyatt won. I don't know how, but he
Yeah,
won.
I think the NWO was, what, didn't he go into another timeline or
Yeah, he
something?
went
And
to
it was
another
it,
town.
yeah, and it was like, you know, let's see what it's like with the mistakes you made or something, or the choices you made. And he went into another timeline for a bit.
I feel like I've missed like a whole section of my life.
It feels like it's like Twin Peaks or something.
To be honest, all the Firefly Funhouse stuff was, I was totally on board with it. I thought it was brilliant. You know, the split personality between The Fiend and Bray Wyatt, I thought it was absolutely class. And I remember when the music came on, like it was when my partner was getting into wrestling, like 2019, something like that. And whenever the Firefly Funhouse stuff would come on, she'd be like, what is this like child stuff on there? Why is that on there? And then after maybe a couple of weeks, she was on board. You know, she got it. All right, I see, you know, some split personality stuff. But yeah, I just, when I think back to that match, you know, I just think, man, they had a ton of
Feels
ideas.
legendary.
They had like a ton of ideas and just thought, you know, we'll do all of them. We'll do it and just hope that no one remembers it.
It sounds so much better than what it's on now.
Yeah, just so a bit more interesting. Like, I know that you're just saying it was a low point, but
But in actual fact, it's probably a high point compared to today.
yeah.
well you yeah well my, hey I the old stuff is always there. Like I say that all the time to my other mates who aren't, you know, really into wrestling at the moment. I always say the old stuff's still there. You even got WCW stuff free on YouTube. You got all the old all the old SmackDowns, all the old SummerSlams, all the old WrestleManias. I watch the old stuff all the time. I'm still watching it.
It's mental. It's like talking to a puppet. It's like, what's going on?
A puppet of Mr.
Yeah.
McMahon. This is amazing. Like, this is great stuff. Seriously.
Oh, but yeah, definitely go back and look up all the old Firefly Funhouse stuff. Brilliant. Even like when it kind of came to an end, I can't remember which pay-per-view it was, where there was this huge box and Alexa Bliss was sat on top of it and she had like black blood running down her face and she was looking at the Fiend who was in the middle of the ring. I didn't get it. Didn't get what was going on. Nothing was explained. Nothing was explained. Didn't have to be. You know, you filled in the gaps yourself. It
Right.
was a hell of a spectacle. I remember like looking at it thinking, man, that looks so cool. I have no idea what it means. And it was never, obviously, you know, sadly, it was never expanded on, but
I feel
looked
like
brilliant.
this was the high point for Cena. He's learning how to act,
Yeah, he's
you
had to
know.
act in this, isn't he?
Yeah. So I know you said it's a low point, but actually, it's pretty good.
Hey, yeah, high point for you guys. Yeah, definitely give it a go. Definitely give it a call.
it's like, maybe it's just one of those things like that Kylie Minogue line, if you can't get to it, you've got to step back in time.
What?
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 You know Cali with Og.
The song. If there's nothing else going on right now, let's just step back in time. There's clear
I mean,
stuff there.
I say all the time, go back and watch some of the old stuff if you get a little bit stale. Or I mean, I'll go back and watch WrestleMania 13 loads. I you know, the Bret Hart Stone Cold's one of my favorite matches ever. I'll go back and watch it all the time.
Yeah, I love that era too.
I think I did watch some what's his name? As I said, my favorite of all time, Chris Jericho stuff. It was still amazing. It was still good.
Yeah,
We're
you're on the
even talking
list.
about John Cena.
I lost it.
Yeah.
Okay, any other high points for John Cena?
No, I'm with Lorenzo for the high points. I did like the hip hop thing. It was so weird. It was like it was terrible. Like hip hop, it was like, what are you doing? And then you just realize he's the whole basis for Eminem, right? So there you go.
Is he?
No, I don't know, but he is now.
I
What,
love how
left
big
back?
he was. I love how big he was. Like, not just big as in size, but big as in everybody knows who John Cena is. You know, everyone can do the can't see me joke. You know, I got to give him credit where it's due. I mean, it's almost, I wouldn't say it was on par with Hulk Hogan back in the 80s or anything, but it's the closest we've got. I'd say he kind of dwarfed The Rock a little bit when it came to, you know, it's just, you know, the gravitas of the guy.
Yeah, I mean, like in terms of the celebrity now, he seems to be the one that's prevailing. But The Rock was, I guess Lorenzo, you can attest to that he was monumental. In terms of what you think could have been a better send-off for Cena, do
Oh,
you
yeah.
think it would
I
have
think it's
been?
been better, isn't it, really? I mean, it's really bad.
Do you think like maybe The Rock coming back and finishing that story? Or the, something to do with him because it seemed like obviously The Rock just went and did this film and then that was it. He's just left.
I feel like it's kind of dumped Preston, isn't it, a bit? It's kind of like, well, I've got this other thing to do to make me some more money. I'm just going to like leave you all behind this wrestling thing. And, you know, I'm still getting my cash from my shares or whatever he's doing. And then he's just like dumped Cena, really. Yeah, so he's just like dumped him in it because I guess it was kind of like he wanted him to be on board with this heel thing. And then, you know, this sudden change in like one episode, which didn't make any sense.
He lost Travis
Yeah, but no
then.
one cares about him.
Yeah, but that was the crew. But anyway, what did you guys think? Did you think he could we could have rewritten John Cena's end?
Yeah, I mean, it's not how I'd have done it personally. I wouldn't have had him turn heel. Or if he was going to turn heel, I wouldn't have had him turn heel like that.
I would turn
Yeah.
like you, the whole turn heel of, or do you not like everything he's done this year with the turning of the heel?
No. Like, he did it well. He did it well. What he did, he did it well. He did what he was asked to do. Good soldier, or whatever Karrion Kross would say. But I think it's, you know, I think is a better villain would have been, yeah, I hoofed Cody Rhodes in the nuts because The Rock told me to. Not because I hate the fans, because I'm in a toxic relationship with a little kid, but because, you know, because I do what's best for business. Come on, guys, forgive me. I do what's best for business. It was best to kick Cody Rhodes in the nuts, okay? I do what's best for business. And then kind of went around, did it that way, and kind of made the crowd hate him that way.
It could have just kicked everyone in the nuts,
It's, I think no send off is going to be good enough for this guy, you know? Like I say, he's so big. I mean, what send off did they give Hogan? I mean, really,
True.
his send off should have been WrestleMania 18 or whatever when he, you know, fought The Rock.
That would be
Maybe
the end.
ending it there. That's another great match to go back and watch, by the way. Is
You
I've watched that
recommend
one.
that one?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Greatest wrestling match ever.
Yeah, great match.
So okay, give me the name of that match.
What, Hogan versus The Rock?
Is that all it's called?
You said WrestleMania 18, right? That's what you
Yeah, it's
said.
WrestleMania 18, yeah.
Icon versus Icon, that's what they call it, but yeah.
Old
Old
Man
man
versus new man. Is that what it was at the time? There were some pretty soft landings. I think I remember there being a pretty soft rock bottom.
Soft rock bottom.
Yeah. There was some very gently putting the old man down. But yeah, great match. But that, he didn't really, you can't really, you never know when your last match is going to be. I mean, for all we know, John Cena might get injured on the way to work tomorrow and that's it. That was his send off, whatever was the last one you had. I mean, just that he's come back and he's still there going, still going.
I mean, he might do cameos, right, or whatever.
Yeah, maybe, they are never really, they
Never
never
really
leave.
over, are they? To the end of the day. I mean, look at, Bella just turns up.
Well, we can't compare them. They
No, but I mean,
dated, but we
no,
can't.
you know what I mean? They just rock up with these stuff. Well, Hogan turned up. So
Yeah, I'm
never
waiting for a
really.
Ric Flair's comeback match. That's what
Yeah,
I'm waiting for.
exactly.
That'd have been a good send-off, Ric
Yeah.
Flair versus John Cena.
Or
Ric Flair, oh come on, like I mean,
McMahon
we'd love to see him again.
might even come back at Wednesday.
McMahon versus John Cena.
Oh goodness.
That'd be brilliant.
He'd love that though, isn't it?
I think Lesnar versus Cena might it would be good as well. They've got history and they could kind of play on that. They could kind of read into stuff, because I remember when Sami Zayn was doing that conspiracy theory thing and he had the film crew kind of following him around. Do
Mm.
you remember that? I was like looking up online, really like storylines that were so thin, you'd have to be a conspiracy theorist to believe it. And like I was tweeting in them and I was going, mate, this all goes back to the Montreal screw job. And I started piecing together this really, like wafer thin theory as to why he's getting shafted in WWE. Oh, this all goes back to Montreal, mate.
See,
And
I feel like you gotta be writing these down and sending them and.
yeah, I thought like I'm doing the work for this guy here. But yeah, they could do that with Lesnar and Cena. We might find out why they're fighting. I just hope it's a good reason. But more importantly, hope it's a good match. And yeah, I mean, I've never really been a massive John Cena fan wrestling wise. I think outside in interviews and things, he comes across as being really funny, really humble guy. But yeah, wrestling wise, like it was during a period where I kind of zoned out a little bit.
No, same. I never liked him, to be fair. I only started to like him the last few months
Because he's leaving.
because he was the heel. But I never understood the whole shorts thing. The jean shorts. I just couldn't get over it. I was like, that's not a wrestler.
Oh, isn't that
Wrestling
Iron
included in
Man?
the Hulk or something.
I thought he was class. I thought he was class when he was Professor of Thuganomics and he came out with the big chain and
Oh yeah, the gold chain that he used to wear around his neck that he
I
couldn't even
remember
lift.
my little brother at the time, he used to buy all FUBU clothes. He had like a FUBU skull cap. He's the whitest guy in the world. He uses Tippex's fake tan. He's that white. And he's there wearing a FUBU skull cap. And all these big baggy FUBU clothes. And I used to look at old John Cena and be like, that is you. So yeah, I loved old Thuganomics guy. I definitely got that character, I think.
Well, it looks like those are really good eras, good things to remember. John Cena, rest in peace. I'm joking.
He's got one more. He's got one more SmackDown left, hasn't he? Or is it Raw?
I think so.
I think he did his last
No,
SmackDown.
his last SmackDown was just now, so is it a Raw
Raw tonight.
and a pay-per-view? Is that right? Has he got a pay-per-view and
Yeah,
a
Wrestlepalooza. I think that's still a funny name to me, by the way.
That's just, I
Yes.
think it's terrible.
Yeah.
It just shows you that they're just making up anything, like, oh, any old like pay-per-view
Oh,
with
that's
too much
yeah.
wrestling.
Old ECW one, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
Oh yeah,
it's
I did hear that. I did hear that, yeah.
it's old ECW pay-per-view back in the Taz and Raven days and things, Sandman.
Do you think that's what they're going to sort of theme it as?
Maybe. I've some extreme matches there, that'd be pretty cool.
But we have extreme matches every week at this point, don't we not? Like,
Yeah. They're taking out the fun out of everything, aren't they?
Yeah, maybe what is it, Nigerian street fight match Apollo Crews had? Get one of them back.
Lorenzo
We actually
even
brought
saying,
up,
"Where's Apollo Crews?"
yeah, we brought him up last week, didn't we? He said,
Did
"How have you avoided the chopping block for so long?"
Yeah. All right. I think that's everything now for today. Thank you, guys. I guess we might not be hearing from some of you for a little bit. So hopefully we'll hear from you guys soon. But thank you very much, Lorenzo Ramon.
Hey, yo.
Pump the beef.
Talk to me.
Macho Martin. Yeah. And thank you guys.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye.